Benjamin Franklin said, if ever someone could take public office and bring to public office the teachings and the precepts of the Prince of Peace, he would revolutionize the world and men would be remembering him for 1,000 years. I don't think anyone could ever take office and be so presumptuous to believe he could do that. I can tell you this, I'll try very hard.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation, survived several wars, survived a Great Depression, and we'll survive the problems that we face right now.
And defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Now, I congratulate you, sir.
Some 30 minutes ago, the planes bearing our prisoners left Iranian airspace.
The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. They will not go away in days, weeks, or months, but they will go away. They will go away because we, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
And liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Obviously a major malfunction. The vehicle has exploded.
They, the members of the Challenger crew, were pioneers. And I want to say something to the school children of America who were watching the live coverage of the shuttle's takeoff. I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery. It's all part of taking a chance and expanding man's horizons. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave. The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
All right, I'm willing if you are.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on Earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
America has never gotten in a war because we were too strong.
A message to terrorists everywhere. A message, you can run, but you can't hide.
I urge you to beware the temptation of pride, the temptation of blithely declaring yourselves above it all and label both sides equally at fault. To ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire, to simply call the arms race a giant misunderstanding, and thereby remove yourself from the struggle between right and wrong and good and evil. Let us be aware that while they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
If you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And now it's all coming together. With our beloved nation at peace, we're in the midst of a springtime of hope for America. Greatness lies ahead of us.
The economy was pretty sick when we came into office. And as the doctor on the case, I'm pleased to report that the patient is not only out of bed, but back on the job.
My friends, we did it. We weren't just marking time. We made a difference. We made the city stronger, we made the city freer, and we left her in good hands. All in all, not bad.
Not bad at all.
Probably the worst disease you can ever have.
As each day brings another reminder of this very long goodbye, may God bless him, and from both of us, God bless America.
They remember a person who was always congenial, always affable.
We went to Montana, hated us. We made cities longer, we miss every year, and to let in haste.
Great democracy and the rights of men and women. And he saw what it had done in the United States, and he kept saying to himself, why shouldn't this happen elsewhere?
Here was somebody who could explain what we believed in to a very broad audience in common sense, non-political language. And I think from that point in 67 on, I was a regular.
He was a big picture guy who held these principles very, very strongly, and he stuck to those principles, and as a consequence, he was able to change
the map of the world. He defeated communism, he destroyed the Soviet Union, he brought down the Berlin Wall, and he changed domestic American politics so that we once again reasserted the rights of the individual.
You know, the other day I was on a campus, a college up in Ohio, and I was taking some questions from the students, and one of them said to me, what do you want the American people to remember most about your presidency? And then I said that I just felt if they remember that I gave the government back to the people.